Job chapter 5. Call now, if there are any who will answer you. And to which of the saints will you turn? Because wrath, anger, judgment kills the foolish man, and envy destroys the silly one. I have seen the foolish taking root. But suddenly I cursed his home. His children are far from safety, and they are crushed in the gate, neither is there anyone to deliver them. Whose harvest the hungry eats up, and takes it even out of the thorns, and the robber swallows up their substance. Although affliction does not come forth from the dust, neither does trouble spring out of the ground, yet man is born to trouble, as the sparks fly upward. I would seek God, and to God I would commit my cause. Who does great and unsearchable things, marvelous things without number? Who gives rain upon the earth, and sends waters upon the fields? To set up on high those who are low. That those who mourn may be exalted to safety. He disappoints the plans of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their schemes. He takes the wise in their own craftiness. And the counsel of the deceptive ones is carried forward. They meet with darkness in the daytime, and grope in the noonday as in the night. But he saves the poor from the sword, from their mouth, and from the hand of the mighty. So the poor have hope, and sin stops her mouth. Indeed. Happy is the man whom God corrects. Therefore do not despise the discipline of the Almighty. Because he makes sore, and binds up, he wounds, and his hands make whole. He will deliver you in 6 troubles, yes, in 7 no evil will touch you. In famine he will redeem you from death, and in war from the power of the sword. You will be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither will you be afraid of destruction when it comes. At destruction and famine you will laugh, neither will you be afraid of the beasts of the earth. Because you will be in league, alliance with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field will be at peace with you. And you will know that your home will be in peace. And you will visit your home, and will not sin. You will also know your offspring will be great, and your offspring is the grass of the earth. You will come to your grave in a full age, like a shock of corn comes in its season. Consider this, we have searched it, so it is, listen to it, and know it for your own good.